Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Sherry, who's the big sister to a brother who has had essentially a drug addiction for 50 years, that he was hurt in a basically an exploding bottle. He has a neck problem. And you mentioned that he lived with your mom up until about, what did you say, about 10 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, and then he lived by himself for 7 years, and then went to live with your sister for the last three. So
yes.
So he's on disability. Did your mom leave him some money?
Yeah, she did, and so then that really screwed things up because he wasn't eligible for SSI or anything like that anymore. So my sister has now gotten him with the state that she's in medical coverage down there.
And good. Okay. Does he have
living his life for him all his life?
She has.
My brother has.
I mean, you said who has been living his life for him?
Everybody that's around him lives his life for him. All of his
friends. Well, he's really good at getting people to kind of rally around.
Yes.
And whether there's some real pain there or not, in some ways doesn't make any difference anymore, because this is the lifestyle he's learned. Is somebody will the girls will take care of me, whether it's my mom, my big sister, my little sister.
Yep.
And that's it's been. It's been his reality. So at this money, does he have any? At this moment, does he have any money?
Yes, he does have some, and there's also, my mother left him two houses that can be sold. So
okay.
If it was up to me, I'd sell them and put them in a rehab center.
The good news is, and it is good news, that there is resource here. There is financial resource, because that gives more options. At this moment, you've kind of washed your hands of him. Where is your sister in all this? He's still living with her, right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So where is she on this? You're thinking about telling her about the electronic pill thing, which
yes.
will work. I mean, he's got to figure out ways around that probably, but nevertheless, I mean, it's not a bad idea. The question is, in the long run, addicts are really smart about breaking rules saying he lost his prescription or whatever.
She said he'll probably figure out a way to stockpile and then go into La La Land again.
Well, I mean, all right, so is he at a pain clinic where your sister is at this moment or not?
Yes, he is. Yes, he that's how he gets the drugs, is that he is at a pain clinic, and then he also has a regular doctor who my sister used to go to the doctor's appointments, because he would tell the doctors when, you know, he'd have like 3 or 4 weeks where he'd be so good, he'd be up, he'd be cheerful, everything would be going good, and he'd go to the doctor and tell the doctor, oh, I've been in terrible pain, and then he would keep begging for Percocet, which
yeah.
the doctor wouldn't
give
him.
He's a drug addict, so we know how he's going to behave. I mean, he's a drug addict.
Right.
Has anybody ever sat with your brother, and I assume somebody has, and said, what do you want? I mean, you're 65 years old.
He wants to die.
Is he with, well, if he wanted to die, he'd probably be dead, to be quite honest, because he has access. Look, he has the ability to kill himself. I think he wants people to take care of him, and I think that you may be right that he's depressed. He doesn't certainly feel very good about himself or about life, but, I mean, he has so many ways of killing himself. Not only does he have pharmaceutical ways of killing himself, he could wreck in front of a, you know, in front of a car. I mean, he could drown. I mean, if people really want to kill themselves, they can end up dead. So I don't think, and I'm not suggesting that you say, oh, no, you don't, because we really don't want to cajole somebody into suicide. But
right.
realistically, I'm not sure that that is what he wants. Is he seeing a therapist? Does the pain clinic involve any therapy?
No, he won't go. And he has antidepressants, and he won't take them.
So the question to me is what?
He wants to just be miserable. Well,
I think he wants people to take care of him. Nobody really wants to be miserable. He just wants to, he doesn't want to feel any pain. He may not want to feel emotions in general, and he doesn't want to be alone. So, but, it's unclear to me that, because, again, he's 65 years old, and he's been dealing with this issue for the better part of 50 years. So if he really wanted to be dead, he'd be dead. So I, I'm not suggesting that you goad him into suicide, but I think realistically that he doesn't want to be dead, because if he did, he would be.
Right.
And he's got so many abilities to do it. I think what he likes is the sense of when he was with your sister and he was feeling good and he was functioning. He just doesn't know how to make that work in the long run. And in some ways, that's when not only your brother, but everybody is most vulnerable, is when, I give people the example of that what's happened after the Civil Rights Act was passed, that the French Revolution happened after the unrest happens. It's when things get better, but you don't understand how long it's going to go or how long it's going to take or whether you can hang on to it. That's when things are really unstable. When things are their worst, they're stable. I mean, at the bottom is stable. It's when you begin to hope that things get unstable, and that's when he's going to be the most vulnerable. I think it's not coincidental.
So when he starts feeling better, like somebody's going to give him his, because he said he'd like to, I want to just let me go back home and live on my own again. You've taken everything away from me and.
Well, so what if we did that? What if you said, okay, let's figure out how to do that?
That's what rather than send him home, send him, somewhere close so my sister could check on him.
Well, but that isn't what he wants. I mean, look, he's manipulative as the very Dickens and has been for a long time. I mean, he manipulates you, your sister, your mom, and probably people at the clinic as well, because addicts tend to be manipulative. They want to get what they want, and so the way that they have to be able to do that is to manipulate people, whether it's his doctors, I feel such pain, or you where, or your sister or whatever. I mean, he's manipulative. So we're not going to change his personality. He's also a drug addict, which means that his goal is going to be the drug versus anything else. But at some point, I think you have to say to him, instead of here's what we're going to do for you, is what do you want? And he's going to say, because he spent the last 50 years saying, I don't know. So he's not going to stand up to that very well. But you guys can be fairly sort of clear about saying, rather than us telling you what you should do, you need to tell us how we can help you. Trevor, you got a call. And I think nothing will work until you do that. So
okay.
What I would do is rather than the plan of, all right, here, we're going to get you this electronic thing, which is not a bad thing, or we're going to sell the houses, not a bad thing, or we're going to get you in rehab, not a bad thing, or we're going to move you close to your sister, not a bad thing, of what do you want? You tell us how to help you. And that's a whole different kind of scenario than you guys have ever done with him before, and that he's ever done. What he's had is 50 years of people taking care of him. And there's a part of him that is, first of all, fearful that everybody's going to get fed up and stop taking care of him. And second, that it's humiliating to feel that he can't function unless someone's taking care of him. And even with that, he's not very happy. So at this moment, I don't think you have anything to lose, and I don't think anything's going to work until he tells you what he wants. And be careful, because he's manipulative and he's had a lot of practice at this, that he's going to say, I don't know, I just don't want to live. I understand you guys washing your hands. I mean, he's going to pull out all the stops, because he's good at it. He's had a lot of practice. So what you guys, you and your sister, and you're going to have to be united on this.
Oh, we will.
To say, you tell us what you want and how you want us to help you achieve that. And you're going to keep going back to that mantra. You tell us what you want and what we can do to help you achieve that. And you're going to have to say it over and over and over again.
Okay.
All right, give it a try. I'm here if you need me.
I'll be back.
All right, absolutely. Hi, Marie. You're welcome. Marie, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
So my question is, how do I deal with my husband's brother? They just moved here about a year ago.
Okay.
And I'm Latina, and I married my husband from a different culture. We've been married 19 years. We're both professionals. I'm a social worker.
Okay.
But his brother and his wife, they did like, they stole ID, credit card from his brother, the other brother. So they just pretend like nothing's going on, that they've done nothing wrong. And I have a hard time getting together with them because they're dishonest. And, you know.
Yeah. All right.
You can't do this kind of thing.
I hear. Listen, honey, if it's any comfort, it's not only your family. Lots of families have a black sheep. All right. So how old is your brother? And how old is your husband and how old is his brother?
My husband is 47.
Okay.
I'm 47. And the brother is 55.
Okay. So he's a big brother.
He's the oldest brother.
Okay, who's the one he stole from?
From the middle brother.
Okay.
So there's three brothers.
Did the middle brother prosecute him?
Yeah, he wanted to, but then he didn't. And so it's very hard during holidays. They don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time dealing with these kind of people.
Honey, I got it.
I
hear. Has your brother-in-law ever done anything kind of shady to you or your husband?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Look, I get the problem.
But,
and this is, you know, I was talking earlier in the program, if you recall, about the whole issue about weddings and who's invited and who's not invited, because what happens is you put the person who's invited in the middle between the invitee and the person who was invited. And I hear that you are feeling like you're caught in the middle between the brother that Mr. Sticky Fingers stole from and him. But I think you're going to have to do stupid and cheerful in this, because, and I hear that it's not easy.
Okay.
I would certainly hide the silverware. But the problem is that the brother whose ID was stolen didn't, I mean, he's put everybody in a difficult position. I mean, so did Sticky Fingers. But because he's saying, I'm going to pretend this didn't happen, so if you say something about it, then you're going to start a war. It's going to put your husband in the middle. And I think, well, your job here is just to be stupid and cheerful. And if you need to,
okay,
what you can assume, because you're a social worker, kiddo, that you've seen people before who made stupid mistakes in their life. And they either got caught or they didn't get caught. But they're really, people can reform. And I don't know, it sounds to me that you don't think that this brother is capable of it. But from your point of view, what I would assume that this is nincompoop brother, Sticky Fingers, was one of your clients. Now, don't misunderstand me. He's not asking for your advice, and I wouldn't offer it. But you have clients that you really believe in that think that they can turn their lives around. What I would do, I wouldn't offer the advice unless he asks for it, but I would make the assumption, pretend that Sticky Fingers is one of your clients, he made a stupid mistake, and he regrets it, and he's going to turn his life around and treat him accordingly, which means hide your silver, but you're cheerful and stupid around him. Because otherwise, you're going to start a war that you can't win. Okay?
So when the wife says, oh, you never call, you never answer my phone calls, because honestly, I don't have interest in them.
What you can say is, look, why don't we go to a movie together? Or, you know, if there's something going on in your neighborhood, that you can be stupid and cheerful and treat them as you would kind of a nutty third cousin. When she says you never call,
okay,
say, well, you know, call me up and we can do a barbecue, or let's go do a manicure, pedicure together, or whatever.
Okay. And so during holidays, just be cheerful.
Yeah, stupid and cheerful. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And view it as, look, because sometimes if they think that Maria, who's a social worker, is nice to us, then they may behave their best self. You may be, without even trying, giving them a second chance. And that's a pretty good gift to give somebody.
I guess I have a hard time, and
and the middle brother have also has mentioned to my husband is that they don't apologize what they've done.
Honey, but sweetie pie, right. They didn't do anything to you. That's between those two brothers. They're going to have to sort that out.
Okay.
Didn't happen to you.
Oh.
And so, and what you can say is, why don't you tell me when you need an apology? But it didn't happen to you. You don't want to get caught in the middle of this. And the only way, you get to be Switzerland. You get to be stupid and cheerful Switzerland.
Okay.
All right. And,
good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you can do it. Try it. And if it's, and again, keep an eye on your silver, but you're allowed to be stupid and cheerful here. All righty?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Maria. Julie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I was at a dinner party the other night, and one of the guests is very active in our local chapter of the NCAAP.
Okay.
And there was another, I guess, kind of younger, a little more ignorant guest that didn't even know who our friend was, number one, but made a very racist statement. And
can you repeat what they said, or is it too disgusting?
It's too disgusting.
Okay.
And we were both under, like, grabbed our legs under the table, like, squeezing them. We can't believe what we're hearing. And
but you didn't say anything?
No, because it wasn't my house. It wasn't my friend. And we were just appalled. We didn't know what to do.
Okay. I'm not sure what the question is. Let me tell you. I'm
well,
one of those
people. What are the rules? What are the rules for...
well, it's a good question.
Place?
See, I would have basically at that moment, and you can tell me if there's circumstances that would offset this. And Julie and Susie, hang on, don't worry. I'll give both of you as much time as you need. Don't worry. My stance on this is, and I've been in a similar situation, is that silence means acceptance. So I'm one of those people, and granted, I tilted windmills. I'm willing to admit that. And because it wasn't my house and it wasn't my friend, I would not say, are you kidding me? Even though that would be my temptation. It were my house. Well, it's my house. I'm still going to be the hostess. But I would probably smile sweetly and say, you didn't really say that, did you? Because it gives somebody an opportunity, first of all, to think about what they said, to maybe say I was only kidding or whatever. Because I think if you let those comments go without statement, that you're approving them. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a bit more. I've got Julie and Susie. I'll get to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Julie, who was at a dinner party at somebody else's house, and somebody made a racist remark, and Julie was appalled but silent, and she said, well, it wasn't my house, and it wasn't my friend, but what could I have done? And I said, well, I don't think you have to say, you know, I can't believe you just said that. But I think what you can do, and what I do is I put on my most innocent, and man, can I play innocent, and open up my eyes really wide and say, gee, I must have misunderstood you. What did you just say? And because what that does at that moment is it gives somebody a chance to recant. Because what you really want to do is have them think about what they're doing and take responsibility for it and hopefully not do it again. And if you get aggressive with them, especially as you point out, it's not very nice manners at somebody else's house. But if you just sort of, you know, open your eyes very wide and say, I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood you. Could you repeat that? Most people, first of all, will not. And if they do, So let's look at the two possibilities. That you say, gee, I can't believe you just said that. Could you repeat that? That she'd say, oh, no, never mind. At which point she knows not okay, which your point has been made. It's not the same as recanting it, but it's close. And as you point out, you don't have to be Mother Teresa to the world or judge and jury to the world. Or she repeats it. If she repeats it, you can say, and I've actually said this to people, you know what? I think of you as being so much smarter than that. I'm really surprised. And it works every time.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
Because she's very young, but
she thinks that she's very worldly. And
she was doing it to shock. I guarantee you. She was feeling like everybody, she was younger and not as well educated, probably not as wealthy and not as anything as anybody. And so she was saying, look at me, look at me, look at me.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. If it happens
again,
I just didn't want to get into a...
No, I think you're right.
I would have taken the aggressive route.
Well, but you can do it again, that you can do it by... It's not exactly stupid and cheerful. What it is seemingly innocent. And I'm a great fan of seemingly innocent because seemingly innocent means, gee, could you explain that to me? And explaining it works really well because people will eat. And my guess is that she was probably had something, too much to drink, was feeling insecure, and was feeling nobody was paying any attention to her. So she just said, well, I know what I can do to, because most people... In 2015, most people, especially the environment we're living in these days, know that it's not okay to be racist. It's not okay to be sexist. That it's, you know, it's not okay to smoke indoors. there are a whole lot of rules we have. It's not okay to make fun of somebody's weight or any disability. I mean, most people know, which means if they're doing it for a reason. And the reason is usually, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's like, you know, if you've ever been, you know, I'm on the train a lot. So, and 15-year-olds yelling at the top of their lungs, because what they're really saying is, pay attention. God forbid you don't pay. There was actually, it's really interesting, and believe it or not, it's vaguely germane to what we're talking about. Yesterday, the trains weren't running. Who knows? And so people kept switching back from the express to the local, the express to the local. And there was this one woman who was clearly, she had no teeth. And she was clearly, how can I say this? She would aspire to be poor. I mean, she was really, and she was making more noise than everybody else put together. And I remember thinking, she was eating on the train, and everybody knows you don't eat on the train. And not only she was eating, she was smacking her lips and making, she was clearly saying, pay attention to me. Nobody's paying any attention to me. And it just, you know, I instantly flashed, you know, on my mantra, which is all God's children would rather get attention for doing something positive, but nobody wants to be ignored. And she was just determined. And she was doing things that were determining to make people unhappy with her. But it was better than being ignored. And that I think that's what happened to your buddy there.
Okay. Well, definitely not my buddy, but...
No, I was being heavily facetious.
Okay.
Right? But the next time, I think you could just say... I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood you. Could you repeat that? And if they repeat it, say, gee, I could have sworn you were smarter than that. I'm really surprised. Works every time.
I'm practicing my look right now. Thank you so much.
You look so innocent. It's so cute. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. You should see me. Someone actually said that I had baby eyes, that they had the most innocent eyes I've ever seen, which I'm not sure I know exactly what that means, but I'm perfectly willing to accept it. Susie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. So
sure.
I have three sons who are all above the age of 18, but not but young adults. And my general question, and I'll give you a general example and then a more specific thing that's made it more pressing, is when I want to give advice, so my general question is sort of where is the line of what I'm allowed to parents and not parents at this point?
All right.
And my general comments of what tends to happen is nobody really wants advice from me, but let anything bad happen, anybody be sick or be flunking a class or forget to pay a speeding ticket and have a warrant after their arrest, and I get these phone calls that are like, Mom, fix it. And so I'm sort of trying to figure out, like, if you don't want my advice, like, don't ask me to fix it, but there's a part of me that wants to fix it because I'm a mom. And the more...
Okay. All right, let me help you, because you've laid out... I think I get it. How old are the boys, actually? You said they're all above 18, but...
They're 19, 22, and 24.
Okay. All right, and presumably they get into different issues. We could probably look at who gets into what issue. Having a warrant out for your arrest, I think, is significantly different than flunking a class, although it may be the same cherub who's done both.
Like, it was an easy thing. He just had to go pay the bill.
Yeah. All right, look. Here's the deal. When it comes to parental advice, the basic rule is, when in doubt, don't. And I'll tell you why. It's not only because they won't listen, because they don't. But it's that they'll do the opposite, and that's the danger. So if you say to your son, look, if you just paid the ticket, it will go away, instead of saying, gee, Mom, you're right, because he knows that. And you never tell anybody something they already know, because all it will do is have him think, okay, so Mom wants me to pay the ticket, so I'm not going to pay the ticket because Mom wants me to do it, besides she'll take care of it anyway. So instead of saying, pay the ticket, what you could say, because he's bringing this to you. I mean, the only reason you know about it is he's bringing it to your attention. So he knows. He not only knows the problem, he knows the solution. So instead of offering...
He wants me to do the solution.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Hang on. So he's bringing you the problem. He knows the solution. So instead of saying, do this, which is the wrong answer, what you could say is, gee, what are you going to do about that? At that moment, you're in a completely different ballpark because you're not telling him what to do. First of all, he already knows what to do. And he's going to say either, I don't know, at which point you could say, well, sort it out. Let me know when you come up with a solution. Do not come up with a solution, because the fact is he knows what the solution is. And if he said, well, Mom, I thought you'd take care of it for me, he could say, well, that would be wrong. He's kind of, right, because all three of these kids are used to Mom will take care of it. And
Mom's a fixer.
But Mom is doing something that has to do with her ego rather than your son's well-being.
Right,
because
and I know that.
Well, then you have to stop doing it. And what you can say, you can send out an email to all three of your kids saying, Mom the fixer has just retired, and so here's the deal. I'm not going to fix any of your problems. But the next time I offer unsolicited advice, I will give you $50. Now, they're going to think that's pretty cool, because they're going to try like crazy to get you to do that. But you're going to get out of the habit of doing it. And the way to get out of the habit of doing it is just when they say, what do you think I should do? Just say, I don't know. What do you know, tell me what you think makes some sense.
Okay. Can I tell you, though, the situation of where it's gotten much worse?
Of course.
Is because in my head, I do sort of fight it out and say, listen, the goal is for them to be adults and to figure things out themselves. And if I'm always doing it, they're not learning and whatever.
Exactly,
but
so.
The 22-year-old who's going to college across the country, because
okay.
You should always be as far away from your parents as you can. As you
of course.
Yeah.
I remember that. I did that.
So, called me a month ago, exactly today, and said, I had a session with a therapist. His anxiety, because he's graduating, has been high, and he's always been an anxious kid. I had a session with a therapist, and she said I need to check myself into rehab.
Okay.
Which blew me away, because I...
What kind of rehab? What's he...
So he's in an outpatient rehab program.
I know, but for what?
For
alcohol?
Adderall.
Okay.
For Adderall. That a psychiatrist had prescribed him, but that he had become completely addicted to.
Okay.
And he was not functional. So his thing to tell me that was he threw it over the fence to say, okay, what do I do? Where do I find your rehab? And I didn't step in because I was afraid that if I stepped in, that it would be me putting him into rehab versus him deciding he needed rehab.
Good perception. Good for you. Yeah, good.
So
okay, so
I talked him through some of it, and he did, and he's in the rehab program, and he's doing well. But then I flew across the country to sort of mommy him, which I may or may not have been the right thing. But now I really second guess. I mean, we're talking a lot, but I second guess everything because he's across the country.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. Make up a list of when you say you're second guessing everything. Let's look specifically at some of the things you're second guessing, and let's first guess them. All right?
Okay.
Or let's not guess them. Put you on hold. Be back to you in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. We're talking with Susie, who's got three sons, 19, 22, and 24, and she's saying, all right, how do you parent them? And I'm saying, you got to step back, Sugar Plum. You got to let them, instead of saying, do this, which they won't do. And if they do it, then they still, it wasn't their idea. So if it goes wrong, you're going to get blamed. If it's right, they still feel like they didn't learn anything. So it's good parenting is saying, I don't know, what do you want to do here? Tell me what I could do to help. And then it doesn't mean you have to do it. We're specifically talking about a son who's in rehab and you flew out to see him, and you said, all right, so what are the issues you want me to look at with you?
So I flew out to see him, and the truth is he was really much less functional than I had realized. And I think that's a big part of it, that I'm halfway across the country. I hadn't seen him for 5 months beforehand, and I had no idea that he was struggling. And so...
Well, but wait a minute. Let me just stop you for 1 second before you, because I can hear the mommy concern. But understand, you didn't know he was struggling, but he did. And not only did he know he was struggling, he got himself some help. And that's what you have to remind yourself, that your knowledge of it, your knowledge of where your kids are going to be emotionally, financially, intellectually, emotionally, sexually, is going to diminish in the coming years. Because just as your mom probably had no idea what was going on in your life for long periods of time, even if you're close to your mom, because that's how we find our own independence. It's how we find our own way in the world. The point about your son, which you need to be incredibly comforted by, is he knew he was in trouble. And not only did he know he was in trouble, he got himself some help. And that's what you have to remind yourself.
I do try to remind myself of that, because the truth is you know, he was the one who did sound the alarm. So,
He did much more than sound the alarm. He understood where he was. He didn't sound the alarm till he got himself some help.
Yes and no. I mean,
he went to see a therapist. Pardon?
Right, he did. No, but he did call me to say, okay, find me a rehab.
At that moment, you could have said, no, how am I going to find you a rehab? Let's talk about, you know, where you would direct me.
I did say, okay, call the insurance company. Here's the phone number. And I did step back, and he did a great job. But the truth is that, you know, we are much more enmeshed right now. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And
I think that's a good look. Okay. My dear, you don't even have to sort this out. One of the things you can say to your son is, you know what? You tell me what's healthy for you, because I'm willing to be your backup right now, but I don't want this to be a situation where you feel like you can't take care of yourself and I should take care of you. Because if that's a situation, we need to be very straightforward about it, and we need to talk about where the parameters are, because I don't want me to feel better at your expense. Because the bottom line, Sugar Plum, is it has to be his determination, not yours. Because he's the one who knows where he really is. And you don't want to, I hear your concern. You don't want to err on either side.
I got it.
So the point is, if you don't have all the data, so you know that you can't trust your conclusions, then you don't just close your eyes and pick, you get more data. The data is him. So, because I get it, you feel like, geez Louise, if he gets in real trouble and he didn't know how to help himself and I'm focused on his independence, have I screwed him? On the other hand, if I'm taking care of him and he needs to be taking care of himself, am I stunting him? Those are not good alternatives. So the point is, you don't have enough information. Where do you get the information? Dun, 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 from your son. And you could present it to him exactly the way I presented it to you, of, look, I'm your mom. My tendency is to want to put you in bed, bring the covers up to your chin, and bring you chicken soup. We need to figure out if that is any good for you or any good for me. So you need to think about for a moment what you need from me at this moment, what you want from me at this moment, and then two of us will talk about it. But you're in charge. I am your consultant. I can't decide because I don't have the information, and I don't want to make a mistake in either side. And if you're at the point in your life where you cannot decide, then we need to know that. Because if he can't decide, he doesn't need a mom, he needs a therapist.
Right. Well, he definitely does need that, too.
All right.
I mean, to me, I just have to say one last thing is, this is a kid who was really into his appearance and a student and whatever. And I got to California, and not only was he skin and bones because he had stopped eating, but he was dirty. I mean, he hadn't showered, he hadn't laundered. It was shocking, beyond shocking. So I have that picture in my head.
Well,
when
but
I try to step
Susie,
back and say, does he...
Susie, I got to say it one more time because I had the feeling you're not listening. You don't have enough information to make an informed, intelligent, rational decision.
Right.
Because you don't know where he is. And it may be that this is what he had to do to get himself off drugs. It may be that he's been living a facade for a long time and he had to let go of the facade.
Mm-hmm.
You can't determine that. I mean, you may have really good instincts and you may feel really close to him. And you may feel very intuitive. Doesn't make any difference.
Right.
This is his life, and he has to be in charge of it, and he has to direct you. You cannot direct him.
Okay.
Okay? And you can explain it to him. So you can say, and it's perfectly okay to say, I feel like, you know, no matter what I do, it's going to be wrong. Tell me what I can do to help. And he may say,
controlling and uncaring at the same time in one conversation. And it's like, boy, I've messed up on both sides.
Well, but Susie... My darling, this isn't about you.
Right.
This is about him. And from his point of view, he's frightened and he's hurt and he's angry. And you got three kids. Is he the middle kid?
He is.
Ah, what a surprise. All right. So, look, I'm not... If this is... And I hear that this is a big, icky thing for you. You finding yourself a therapist is not a bad idea. Your therapist, hopefully, will tell you exactly what I'm telling you, which is this isn't about you, Susie. Of course he's telling you that you're uncaring and thinking because he's thinking you're not doing what I want you to do. And this is and then you make me feel sorry for you. I don't want to feel sorry for you. I want to feel sorry for myself. On the one hand, I want you to take care of me and tell me what a good little boy I am. And the other, you do it and I'll go for your jugular. So there's nothing you can do that's right now. So there's nothing you can do that's right. Don't do anything.
Right. Okay.
It's up to him. This is his journey. This is his burden. It doesn't mean that you say, look, I'm washing my hands of you. It doesn't mean that you can't say, look, I would really feel comforted if you could call me and just tell me you're okay. Or if you feel that he cannot function, then you get him some help. But the help is not mommy giving him chicken soup. The help is rehab or a therapist or whatever.
Okay, thank you.
I'm here if you need me.
Thanks, bye.
All right, you can get the podcast in a couple minutes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.